Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
Welcome to the meeting of the Development and Environmental Review Committee. Today is May the 23rd, approximately 10 o'clock. I'm Oliver Mujica, Planning Division Manager and Chair of this committee. We can do introductions, please.
Gary Akers, Land Development.
Mahmoud Kozer, Public Works Traffic.
Robert Spoto, Public Works Engineering.
Robert Lindberg, Water Engineering.
Adam Oaks, Water Department, Environmental Control.
Michael Rosales, Planning Division.
Chantal Power, Planning Division.
Tom Strong, Fire Marshal's Office.
Julia Croteau, Fire Marshal's Office.
Stephanie Zampa, Secretary. Gracie Johnson, Public Works Integrated Waste.
Mike Small, Building.
Thank you. Chantal, would you kindly introduce item number one, please?
Item number one is Conditional Use Permit 18-06, a request to allow the development, establishment, operation of a restaurant with a drive-through containing approximately 2,590 square feet, along with the required on and off-site improvements. The parcel is located at 293 East 40th Street, within the commercial general CG1 zone. It's located within the larger kind of TJ Maxx commercial complex off of 40th and Waterman. The project is categorically exempt from CEQA review pursuant to 15332 for infill development projects. And we're looking to move this project to the Planning Commission hearing of July 10th.
July 10th. Anything to add to that, Chantal?
We did still have some concern with the southernmost parcel line running through the drive-through, but I've been working with the applicants, and it looks like a lot line adjustment may not be feasible, but we're looking at least revising the REA or the reciprocal access.
Okay.
For that, and so I'm expecting to have that prior to Planning Commission.
Okay, great. Thank you. Gary, would you like to start us off, please?
Sure. I'll pass those conditions down first.
Can you guys speak up for us old people who can't hear?
One of those is for Robert, for planning, and one for the applicant. They're pretty basic conditions. We have had a pre-app on this. most of the issues are worked out. I think Chantal did mention the fact that we're still trying to work out an option for a lot line adjustment, and we need the reciprocal agreement if we're going to go that route to make sure that it does include the improvements, the water quality basins that are also off-site, and any other appurtenances. So other than that, we'll have a regular WQMP required, and if there's any questions, I think they're pretty standard conditions, so that's all I have.
Thank you, Gary. Mahmoud?
Yeah, we reviewed the traffic study and no further comments on this.
Thank you. Robert, please.
For Public Works, the conditions that we had set for the pre-application still remain. We clarified one of them, but for the most part, they're still staying. I'm not adding additional ones to it. Thank you.
Robert, please.
Just standard requirements for the customer and the planning.
Adam, do you have anything for us?
I'm going to provide you a food service permit application. I need you to fill it out, and then based on the drainage fixture units, we'll require certain size interceptors, so we'll need to see plumbing plans as well. Provide that to you.
Thank you, Adam. Anything worse? Judy?
Standard requirements. You did show us the location of the hydrant. We thank you. So there is no on-site hydrant that will be required because there already is one. Sprinklers will not be required. Your occupant load is under 100. Basically addressing fire extinguishers meet the requirements of the building code and the fire code for exiting. And, of course, when you go to put in your hood suppression system, you'll need that will be a separate submittal to the fire department.
Thank you, Judy.
You're welcome.
Gracie, do you have anything for us, please?
So the refuse enclosure was moved And the location's fine, but just keep in mind that depending on which way the truck comes to service, they may block the drive-through during those minutes of providing service to the dumpsters.
Just set up at 2 o'clock in the morning.
Sure, no problem. Anything for you. No, but so you'll be constructing, you already know our standard, and work with the building to modify for ADA modifications that are in addition to the 8x15 interior dimensions for bin storage. Thank you.
Thank you, Gracie. Professor, Michael?
Okay, of course. Well, first of all, we don't have a representative from the health department here, so when you submit, I'd like to see, it's going to be a formal submittal, I'd like to see some kind of stamp, because sometimes the health department will ask for something that is totally impossible, so especially in the underground, and that's what I'd like to see prior to it, so we'll see what we're up against, all right? So prior to submitting to the building, or simultaneously with a stamp from the health department. Also that, remember, nothing's grandfathered in with ADA, and we'll just look at all your total project at the formal submission. That's it.
Thank you, Michael. Do you have any questions, the committee members? Ed, it's your day in court. What do you got? Any questions?
Yeah, I just thank staff for being so great. Awesome. Every time, you guys are always great.
Did Scott tell you to say that?
On the reciprocal access agreement, we'll modify the existing, or we'll amend the existing. Do you want to see the wording?
We would like to have that before we get it to Planning Commission, if
okay.
That's possible.
And Gary, what was it you wanted in there besides just the access?
Well, our concern is the original agreement that the city attorney's office reviewed doesn't mention physical construction. You've got a drive-through that's going to be off-site. You've got water quality basins that are off-site. And it needs to include those items in the reciprocal agreement if it's modified. I know originally we asked for a lot line adjustment, but apparently that's an issue. You can always fall back to that if the reciprocal agreement for some reason hiccups.
You're right, because it should be more. When you do a park for areas like this, we typically do access, parking, drainage.
Right.
You know, utility type of thing. So we'll look at that. That's a good idea. That's a good point.
All right.
Okay.
Thank you.
Anything else, Chantal? Anything else?
That's all.
With that, I would like to entertain a motion to move this item to the Planning Commission to the meeting of July the 10th. If I can get that motion, please.
So moved.
Moving to second. Thank you. Look forward to seeing you in July. You're welcome. Michael, are we ready for number two?
Yes.
Would you kindly introduce item number two, please?
Yes, thank you, Chair. Item number two is development permit type D18-02. This is a request to allow the development, establishment, and operation of a truck and trailer storage facility, along with the construction of the required on-site and off-site improvements on a property comprised of two parcels containing approximately 2.13 acres. The location is at 895 East Norman Road in the Industrial Light IL Zone. The environmental determination, it is categorically exempt pursuant to section 15332 for infill development projects of the California Environmental Quality Act. Our recommendation is to adopt resolution number 2018-022, adopting the categorical exemption and approving development permit type D 18-02 based on the findings of fact and subject to the conditions of approval.
Thank you, Michael. Do you have anything to add to that?
I do not, sir.
Perfect. Thank you. Gary, do you have a... anything good for us?
Actually, we've made comments prior to this, but the standard SWIP is going to be required before a grading permit. WQMPA because of the size. Be sure to pay attention to the access and the ADA portion of it. And we're going to ask for a parcel merger as part of the project. Other than that, there's nothing out of the ordinary. And that's all.
That's it. Thank you. Mahmoud, do you have anything for us, please?
We reviewed the scoping for traffic and no further comments.
Thank you, Mahmoud. Robert, anything for us?
Conditions that we're setting in, like Gary had mentioned, we're not adding any additional ones. Just make sure you deal with your ADA, the driver approach, and the street itself. But, no additional comments.
Thank you. Robert, anything else?
Please be aware that there's no sewer fronting the property. The nearest sewer is in Orange Show Road, 750 feet away. We recommend that you contact the Santa Ana Regional Water Quality Control Board and see about getting a septic tank for the project.
We have already met with County EHS, and they have given us the approval and stamp on. I have submitted it to planning.
Okay.
So they've already asked us for additional percolation. We'll be using leach lines instead of septic.
Sure.
So we have gone that route.
Thank you. And I have standard requirements for customer requirements.
Thank you, Robert. Adam, do you have anything for us, please?
Yes and no at the same time. You mentioned the septic system. I'm still going to provide you a industrial user permit application. Are you going to perform any auto repairs, such as oil changes?
No.
Any
grease
changes?
Just building an office.
Okay. If you can fill this out for me so that we have some more information, that'd be great, and then you can submit it back to us.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Adam. Judy, anything for us?
Just standard requirements. I guess this changed from a pre-app, sorry, to a development type. PD 1802. Really not much. The no on-site hydrant required. Just put your address on your building, fire extinguisher. You are building a small building, right?
Mm-hmm.
At the front of the property.
It's not Hillwood.
It's what?
Not Hillwood.
They must not be here to say that. Keep in mind when I pass these down, sometimes they're on both sides. It's just depending on which printer I use or which office I'm in at the time I print them. So... yeah, there could be requirements marked on the other side, but really not
okay.
Much for you guys. An address. You showed that we could get our trucks and our engines in there and turn them back around, so
yes.
We're good.
Thank you, Judy.
Yep.
Gracie?
So your proposed location for your refuse enclosure is fine, and so you'll just build our standard, which I'm handing down, our 8x15, and work with building to modify it for ADA access.
Yes.
Thank you. Oh, one additional thing.
Oh.
It's gated. Of course, the drivers just need access. If it's gated,
Oh, yes.
Then the refuse drivers will need access by key, code, something
okay.
to get in and out. Thank you.
Thank you, Gracie. Michael, anything for us?
Yes. On-site will be underneath the California Building Code, Chapter 11B, the ADA requirements. All right, now that you mentioned that you're putting in leach lines, the California Plumbing Code refers to 100% expansion. Okay, so you're paving everything, so keep this in mind, okay? It's a truck stop, you know, it's and understandably so, but keep that in mind in the design of it, that if your leach lines fail, they will just be abandoned and referred to another area. All right?
Yeah, the EHS asked us to revise the site plan to allow the future expansion. That's
yes, and that's a standard in the California Plumbing Code.
Yeah.
And it's for your safety also.
Thanks.
All right? And if they ever do take the sewer line within 200 feet of your property, then you'll be required to hook up to that. Right. That's it.
Thank you, Michael. Michael, do you have anything to add?
I do not.
Do you have any questions of the committee members?
No, I want to thank Michael for helping us to this project. It took us a little while, but able to get to this point.
Well, you're welcome. You made it to the finish line. Thank you, Michael. With that, I'd like to entertain a motion to adopt Resolution 2018-22. If I may entertain that motion, please.
So moved.
Second.
Okay. Thank you very much. Congratulations. We look forward to seeing your submittals.
Thank you.
Okay, Jay, your turn in the barrel. Chantal, would you kindly introduce item number three, please?
Yes, this is a general plan amendment 16-06, development code / zoning map amendment 16-07, development permit type P 16-06, and variance 18-01. This is a request to allow a change of general plan land use designation from commercial to multifamily for four of the five total parcels, to change those to residential medium high. The site is located on approximately 2.25 acres, and there's a proposed 60-unit residential apartment complex. This is at the northeast corner of South Waterman Avenue and East Weir Road within the commercial general CG1 and residential medium high RMH zones. An initial study and mitigated negative declaration were prepared for this project. We did already go through the public comment period. Okay. We got one public comment back from Omnitrans requesting some improvements made along Waterman Avenue so that they would be able to install a northbound bus stop there. In reviewing the project, and the need for the variance for they're a little bit short on their parking requirement because of the constraints due to the fault lines for this project and needing to kind of shift things around so all the buildings are on one side and the parking is on the other. They weren't able to quite meet the parking requirement, so with the variance, working with Omnitrans will kind of help support the variance and the lack of.
So is the variance a reduction in the required parking?
It is a reduction in the required parking. They're about 17% shy of the required parking. And the variance also will cover, there's a standard in the development code that requires that parking has to be within 150 feet of all the residential units. And we're a little bit farther okay. away because of the way that the site's designed. So. The variance covers both of those, but working with Omnitrans will kind of help at least alleviate some of the reduction in parking. So we've gone through this project for, it's been about 2 years now. Mahmoud, I think we were talking about this. I don't think they did do a scoping form, so I'll have Jay fill out the scoping for us.
Was anything done for traffic?
A traffic analysis was done as part of the initial study, so I can send you that information as well. But I will have JM fill out the scoping form for you. That's all that I have.
Did we get any response from Caltrans?
No response from Caltrans.
And it was sent to them?
I believe so.
It's part of the circulation?
Yeah, I mean, I would have to look at what we circulated, but I believe so, yeah.
All right. Anything else to add, Chantal?
Nope, that's all.
Thank you. Gary, would you like to start us off, please?
Yeah, it's the five parcels, obviously, and I assume you're going to do a lot merger as opposed to a parcel map, which is acceptable. A SWOP, WQMP, we've been through the conditions several times over the months, and there's not really anything accessibility like we usually do. So if you have any questions about the conditions, give us a holler.
Thank you, Gary. Mahmoud?
No, I'll wait for the scoping form. Nothing else?
Yeah, if you could... give Mahmoud the copy of the traffic study as well.
I'll do that soon.
Thank you. Robert, anything for us?
The conditions that we had set previously in the pre-op and stuff pretty much are going to stay the same. The Omnitrans with the sidewalk kind of a little bit of a question mark on the existing drainage that we have through there. We're not really changing our requirements. We just want to make sure that everybody is safe for the sidewalk. And anything that's going to be crossing over is, again, safe. That's not, nothing's going to happen with that area with the drainage portion. So whatever comes up, just let us know so we can start getting that going. We're acceptable to different things as long as the public is safe.
Okay.
Yeah, I think we've had some discussion after the meeting that we had on Friday, so they are going to pipe the V-ditch and construct the full width for city requirements for the sidewalk.
Okay, that's all I have.
Thank you, Robert.
Robert, anything else?
Yeah, just be aware there's an 8-inch sewer main that runs through the property, and we need to maintain that. I just have standard requirements.
Thank you. Adam, anything for us?
No comments.
Thank you. Judy?
Yeah, we met on this, I know, twice, I believe, on this project. So I met again, we met again this morning with the deputy fire marshal to look it over. When you talk about parking issues, that gray area that separates the two buildings, I think you call it a courtyard, that can never be used for parking, obviously, because that's our access for the buildings to be able to ladder them. We're also going to request a NFPA 13 system, not a 13R, okay? And that's in kind of because we couldn't get our 30 feet around the way we quite wanted it to be. So that's a little bit a higher level of protection for the buildings. And everything else is on the list, front side, back side. Okay.
We worked with you guys.
Tom's a new supervisor in the East Valley office, so you'll be dealing with Tom, not me, on your project. So.
You're good.
Perfect.
I'll give you my card.
Thank you so much, sir.
My pleasure.
Thank you, Judy.
Thank you.
Grace.
You've just been so helpful, that's the reason why.
So I'm just as helpful.
So we went from 60 units to 84, right? And I believe the original site plan had 4 enclosures, but now we're down to 2 enclosures.
Yes, that's right.
So we need, the one that you have proposed now is a double of our 8x15. We need another double of our 8x15. So you'll have enough for recycling and trash, 4 bins on one side, and then another location on the south end is what we'll be looking for. But it'll be, of course, our oversized 8x double. Still the 8 feet, I guess, by 30 interior dimensions, and then work with building to modify for ADA modifications. I can get that back whenever they submit that, the new location for the new one. Thank you.
Thank you, Jason. Michael?
Well, you're taking a big project on the command you, so I'm looking forward to working with you.
Don't scare him.
All right. The ADA parking, the path to travel, that's what I'm really concerned about because of the distance, all right, as mentioned prior. It's usually the shortest distance, right? And the parking is so far out there, and I understand that. So I'd like you to re-examine that and see what you can do, and come and speak to me if we have any concerns. One, another thing is make sure that, again, I mentioned the health department, they're not here, but the pool is gonna need health department approval. And the pool is very unique, the ADA, Chapter 11 even applies to that with the hoist and everything to get people into the pool. The clubhouse is going to be underneath a different occupancy, and you guys are aware of that, right? Okay, so I want to make sure that is clear. And another thing that is in the plan chapter, and I'm reviewing it, if there's going to be any sound barriers, I want you to designate that, okay? Because you're making a commercial building, you're adding walls, now's the time to do it. All right? So, but that's going to be up to you. All right?
May I ask a question?
Of course.
What was the square footage of the clubhouse?
It's been a couple days, so I don't want to remember. It's on the data.
Small enough that there's like a big sprinkler.
You think it's small enough that it doesn't need to be sprinkled?
Yeah, that's the answer, right, Jay?
So our municipal code requires, our ordinance requires sprinklers at 5,000 square feet for the clubhouse. So if it's less than 5,000 square feet.
I believe it is less. I think we're in the 3,000.
Okay. The residential part is state law. I mean, you're going to have to sprinkle that regardless. But, okay. Thank you.
I told you to go along, Jay, if you could. We good? Anything else, Michael?
No, that'll be it.
Do you have any questions of the committee members?
take a moment?
Of course.
I am blown away. This project is just exemplary. I feel this project has been a path of a whack-a-mole. Each and every member, every department has reached out and has clearly shined with their level of knowledge, experience, and professionalism, as well as guidance. I want to thank every person in every department.
You're welcome. You're welcome.
The clubhouse is just over 2,000 square feet.
I'd like to comment on your. I like to thank Chantal because she's the one that coordinates this. All right, her assignment is to coordinate. You did a very good job.
Thank you.
I want to say thank you.
I'm going to pick on you.
All right.
So
thank
much.
You so much.
Yeah,
well, you're
here. Good job.
We can go. I'll go outside and hug afterwards.
Yeah.
So we're looking for the July
10th for this one as well, yeah.
With that, I'd like to entertain a motion to move this to the Planning Commission, please.
So moved.
Second.
You got a second?
Do both.
All right. You got a second and a third.
I'm slow today. I was riding.
Okay, good. All right, Jay. We'll see you guys in July.
Take care.
I like it.
All right.
Thanks again.
By chance, do you have a rendering looking northeast?
Great one.
Would you mind?
The right answer?
That's a good answer. This way, a couple things, I think it becomes helpful once it goes to the city council so I can see the quality of the project kind of thing. And we've also started doing a monthly newsletter.
Yes.
That we're featuring development projects.
Yes.
And so as you come along, I'd like to put that in there so that community sees what we got coming.
You can count on it.
All right.
Thank you.
All right, thank you.
Item number four. Does everyone have their comments on that one, their conditions?
Yes, I do.
Would you mind? I think the applicant called that he was not able to make it. I think we might have scared him off. but I'd like to at least, if we can, collect
didn't
those.
Show us pictures of a dead body or something last time he was here.
And then we can just forward it to him. It really is.
Who's collecting them?
I'll collect them.
There you go. I have a set with me. Okay.
We were in the middle of the discussion when the other guy came up with pictures and you said, so I know there was questions. I never even answered.
Yeah. And then especially being in that location.
Yeah. Well, you could have a private meeting with them.
I don't know if they got to.
We just have
our
one.
We just need a trash room.
Yeah.
Chantal, would you, so for the record, on item number four, which is pre-application 1728 for the property located at 2342 54 North Del Rosa Avenue for a truck sales facility, I have collected the conditions. The draft conditions of approval for this, and I will be forwarding those to the applicant. And there's no unnecessary action on that. Item number five, Chantal, will you kindly take us home, please?
Yes. Item number five is pre-application 18-14, a request to allow the installation of two modular classroom buildings containing approximately 2,880 square feet and a new playground for county preschool services. On a site owned by the County Housing Authority. The project is located at 1755 West Maple Street within the residential urban RU zone. Because this is a pre-application review, no action is required today. Sure.
Ultimately, what will be the formal application, Chantal?
The formal application will be a DPP. Because we are surrounded by residential properties.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you, Chantal.
So that's for both of you, that's a development permit that will be reviewed by the Planning Commission.
Okay. Thank you.
I did have actually a couple of comments on this. I have a comment package for you. for the most part, this is not, there's not too many issues for planning. The one thing that I did ask for was a little bit of additional architectural detailing on the buildings themselves, or like a mural, something like that, to add some visual interest to those buildings. So we just don't have, you know, a box on the ground there. And another issue I don't have in my comments, but I think fire is going to go into this a little bit more. The fire department will need access, so I think through the site. So I think the area that you have for proposed future parking lot may need to be constructed along with this in order to give fire department access through the site.
We figured that would be.
Okay. Yeah.
Thank you, Chantal.
Yeah.
Gary, do you have anything for us, please?
No.
No?
Additional to last time. We've already given conditions on this particular one.
Okay.
If you have any other questions, I'd be glad to answer anything land development oriented.
Thank you, Gary. Mahmoud, anything?
No comment from traffic.
Robert?
Yes, I've given the conditions previously. If you have any questions, please ask us. We'll try to explain as much as possible. There's very minor for off-sites, but there are a couple that we need to address and identify, but again, there's no new ones that come up.
Thank you.
Robert?
Just be aware that there's a 4-inch water main in Maple Street. Are you going to be required to have a fire service or an on-site fire hydrant?
Yes. And I just went, ooh, when you said that.
Four.
Yes.
You may have to upsize the main in Maple Street up to a 6. But keep in mind that the main in Wilson Street is 6 inches, so that's about as large as you're going to go. So you'll need to determine what size that fire service is and possibly come see Water Department Engineering about replacing that main in Maple Street if it's necessary.
We do require 6-inch for a fire hydrant.
Okay, so you're definitely going to have to come see us about upsizing that main.
We'll plan on it.
Okay, and I just have standard requirements.
Thank you, Robert. Anytime fire says, ooh, we'll pay attention.
I'm sorry. I actually made a mistake on the type of permit. It will be a conditional use permit.
Okay.
The processing procedure will be the same as the development permit.
Okay. Thank you, Chantal.
Yeah.
Adam, anything for us?
No comments.
Thank you. Ooh, D.
We will still kumbaya. I'm so sorry. I thought
we take the hugs back now.
I really thought all I was going to have to do is say thank you, Chantal, for pointing out that we do need to get a fire engine in and out of here. So we either need to bring the parking, you know, we have a good view, or come across to the other parking lot to get out. That was our suggestion. And then when he said the 4-inch fire main, oh no, because hydrant, we are going to need a hydrant because it sits more than 150 feet off of your main street hydrant. So is the existing building sprinklered by chance?
I don't believe so.
Okay.
Another ooh?
Well, no, because it's existing. No,
okay.
Absolutely not. We're not. We were just wondering if that building had already been sprinklered, but
it's not really in my scope of work, so I really haven't been in the
building. I'm guessing no, as old as the building probably is. So.
And we're not requesting sprinklers for the new modulars. They're not required. A fire alarm is. But we will be requiring an on-site hydrant, and that's where you're going to run into the problem with a 4-inch main when the standard requirement for a hydrant is a 6-inch. And our access. So we'll send down the standard requirements down to Chantal, and she'll get them to you. Sorry. Okay.
Mike already told us that we don't have grandfathers.
I know. Existing.
Yeah.
Gracie, do you have anything for us?
So
thank you, Judy.
The site is lacking a refuse enclosure, obviously. So we'll be looking for where you want to place that. It'll be our standard. I'm handing down our 8x15 interior dimensions. Work with building to modify it for ADA access, and we also have the same concern about getting in and out of the site for the truck. And that's all. Thank you.
Thank you, Gracie. Michael?
Well, I was reviewing the application and everything. There's a couple of key words that are not answered. permanent or temporary?
Well, it'll be temporary for 10 to 15 years based on...
Okay, I'm glad you brought that up, because the code addresses in Chapter 2, California Building Code, definition as temporary is 90 days.
Sure.
Okay, so that's why we're missing that golden question, and that's how the plan review should be addressed, permanent or temporary. Okay, so I need you to address that.
Do you have any questions, the committee members?
Not at this time.
No. Chantal, anything else to add?
No, that's all I have.
Anyone else? So there's no no action required on that one. We look forward to seeing your formal submittal and maybe hugs next time. We'll work on it.
All right. Thank you.
With that, it's 10:40, and I'd like to entertain a motion to adjourn to June 6th.
So moved.
So moved.
Okay. Thank you.
I changed the whole
thing.